There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution.
Do the strand love when you feel love. It's the
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
I'm banging my head. You see, you can bang your head to this. Oh, God. All right. This is a... No, just keep it on. Listen to that drum beat. I can do this drum beat. Let me turn it up again. What the hell is he talking about?
It's a different language. He actually says the name Mabel's.
Yeah, I heard that. Do you think they played at Mabel's?
No. I wonder if Mabel's is named after this song, but I don't think it is.
I doubt it, yeah. Mabel's who, anyway?
Yeah.
What if it is? Yeah, I heard that. I was like, Mabel's? All right, so that was Roxy Music, who we went to see last night. And I'm just like, I'm just like this, like, starry-eyed fan now of this sappy music, and I can't shut up about it. I can't even stop thinking about it.
You're just not a punk rocker anymore.
I can be a punk rocker and like Roxy Music, sort of, can't I? Does this mean I'm not a punk rocker anymore?
No, I think.
Oh, God, yeah, but you should hear some of the... Here, play Avalon so people can hear what I like now. I mean, I liked this before, too. I liked this when I was a young child. Avalon is number 18. This is actually, you know, listen to this. Maybe you've heard this song before. Probably haven't.
Now the party's over. Comes the time.
You like this, right?
Oh yeah, I always liked this record.
I don't know much communication.
This is like easy. I was trying to explain to Amanda today from Wolfie what Roxy Music is, since she was born after their records came out.
No.
After their first record.
Yeah.
Just keep that up. Keep it up. It's so pretty.
It's hard for me
I'm
to
like,
talk.
Well,
with the
it's
music
kinda
playing.
Like it's kinda like it's a little bit like punk rock, but it's kind of easy to listen to music.
Well, they went from being rock into this kind of adult contemporary sound.
This is adult contemporary. So we went to this show. The tickets were, go ahead, tell everybody what the tickets were.
$75 a piece.
Can you believe that? And Rick paid for them. Thank you, Rick.
You know, the woman singing on this song at the show, I think, is the woman who sang on the original.
Oh, I'm sure. He called her the Avalon Girl.
And then what was weird is I looked on a website, and apparently she sang at the New York show, and then they just decided to take her along for the rest of the tour.
I looked at that, too, and what it looked like to me was that she just decided she, you know, it was so much fun, she'll just continue on with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was only going to play for the New York and Atlanta shows or something like that, and then she went on... She continued. There was like an announcement.
Because from our spot where we were sitting, like off to the side of the stage, really weird
like where
spot,
we would,
but we were kind of close.
Where we would sit for shows that we got into for free, you know.
You could see after she finished a song, she was just sort of sitting on like a riser in back, just sort of sitting there listening. One of the earlier songs.
But when she sang that part, maybe if you turn it up now, you'll hear her singing. She goes like, ah! You know, people were screaming and giving her standing ovation and stuff. Okay, well, she's not in this part. But it is pretty amazing, the voice.
Yeah, I don't think she goes all out on this part yet.
I can't believe I can listen to Atari Teenage Riot 1 minute and then listen to this. The next. But anyway, you know, you, and where did they play? The Rosemont Horizon.
Formerly the Rosemont Horizon, now the Allstate Arena.
Like 30,000 people were there. It wasn't full, right? It was full, but they didn't have that back area, you know, with people in it. So probably about 20,000 people paid $75 a head to see them play.
Well, people in the bad seats paid $45.
That's right. I forgot about that. But
I think it holds that many people. Maybe I'm wrong, but I always thought it was... Maybe that's Soldier Field.
We have to get our booking agent to tell us how many people actually came to that show and how much money they made and stuff.
Because she books Roxy Music. No.
No, she can look it up on Pollstar.
The trade magazine.
God. But anyway, I thought it was a fantastic show. But I'm trying to figure out where this band fits in. I can't figure it out. This band, Roxy Music, their lead singer is called Brian Ferry. And he's like got, you know, he's like this, is he tall? He's very charismatic. He's got like this, you know, jet black hair and this like sort of Martin Sheen, what did I say? It's sort of Martin Sheen crossed with Davy Jones thing going on. And we were the youngest people at this show too.
You find that appealing, huh? Martin Sheen crossed with Davy Jones?
No,
I think he's got more of an Elvis thing happening.
Oh yeah, totally. Total Elvis thing. And you said, you know, I asked you, would, you know, does a man find him attractive too? And you said yeah.
No, I said he was a handsome guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really attracted to him.
No, I know. Well, I'm not either. But the thing is that he's known as like what he was voted by Arena Magazine as the coolest man in the world or something like that. He's so cool. He's like, you know, he's so smooth on the stage. And his voice is not, it's not like a Jim Morrison type thing, you know, where he's
dead.
No, he's real smooth and he's really charismatic and it's just fun to watch him. He's just, but also it seems like he's not an asshole too. You know, like I hate these smooth, charismatic, you know, best singers in the world type guys. I hate those kind of guys. Who would it be that I hate? Like Jim Morrison. I would hate him. Or, you know, Mr. Pink Floyd or whatever. I know.
Those guys are pretty anonymous.
Okay.
Pink Floyd guys.
No, I'm just trying to think of a singer who you'd think, you know, is probably an asshole. Who's a big band who has a lead singer who's an asshole? Besides, you know, the obvious. I mean, bigger than that.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Older than that.
I don't think, actually, that guy's just has a substance abuse problem.
Okay, older than that.
The Rolling Stones?
There you go. Okay, so you know that Mick Jagger's, I don't know if Mick Jagger's an asshole, though. Is he an asshole?
Well, he stole Brian Ferry's girlfriend.
That's right. I was getting to that, okay? Then, on top of it, so Brian Ferry, really, really cool guy on the stage. Also, doesn't sing always like, you know, sometimes his voice is kind of weird, too. You know, it gets crazy. He gets crazy a little bit. You know, he's not afraid to just throw it out and just go ahead and, you know, make himself, you know, just go out there on a limb, okay? So now here's this nice guy singing all these nice songs, and then go ahead and tell the people what you told me and what you just told the people a minute ago.
Oh, it's just that he was going out with Jerry Hall in the late 70s. She's on one of the record covers, and then she dumped him for Mick Jagger. And so he wrote...
Bitch!
There are a couple of records that are really, I think, about him breaking up with Jerry Hall.
So he's heartbroken now. This nice Brian Ferry guy, you know, nice-looking guy. This girl goes and dumps him for Mr. Mick Jagger, who's, you know, obviously all she wants, you know, is just a bigger rock star. You know, because the Rolling Stones are bigger than Roxy Music.
They were married for like 20 years, though, so.
She was married to Brian Ferry?
No, Mick Jagger for like 20 years.
Yeah, whatever. He's still big. He's still a big star.
Well, that's true.
I can't believe she would dump Brian Ferry. Mr. Brian Ferry. I mean, I'm looking at... All right, he's not so nice looking here, but there's a couple... But, ooh, there's this weird mustache that he's got, too, in some places. But he's so, like, smooth. And remember, we used to make fun of him? We used to do this theater of the mind thing with him. Like, you know, well, he's really nice looking and everything, but his teeth are probably really dark brown and stuff. Because he probably...
I don't remember
all
that.
All he probably eats are cigarettes and, you know, eats, like, coffee and cigarettes all the time.
I don't remember
but his
that
teeth
game.
Were really his teeth were really white. You know, he smiled. You could see his smile. He probably had them cleaned, like brightened and stuff. And
I think he's always had bright, shiny teeth. He's like a male model, a male model.
God. What did you think of it?
I thought it was good. I didn't think the guitars weren't loud enough.
Guitars, how could the guitars not be loud enough?
But it was neat because they had their original drummer, who was a very good drummer.
Oh, the drummer was fantastic. And these guys are all like about 95 years old, too, and they're dancing around on the stage.
Oh. They weren't moving around that much.
And you couldn't tell because we were on like this sideways vector of them, so you couldn't, you could tell like if they were getting a little bit bigger, they were coming towards us like a tornado, you know? They were like straight in our line, so we couldn't tell if they were moving around. They could have been moving around like crazy, side to side.
Another thing was that right before the show started, this guy in a baseball cap and a suit, like walks up to the walks up to the side of the stage. We're like right by like where this side of the stage is, so you can see everybody's going backstage, and he's got a backstage pass and everything. He goes up to the guitar tech and is like looking at the guitar tech.
Well, he walked right by us, like this old man with a baseball cap, and Rick goes, "Oh, I'll bet that's Rick Nielsen." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's probably Rick Nielsen." And then I went, "Yay, it's Rick Nielsen," really loud, but he didn't look over at us. And then I started clapping, but then Rick's like, "Shut up, shut up. I don't even know if that's him." But then he walked through and Rick's like, "It's got to be him."
Because like he's hanging out with the guitar tech looking at all the guitars.
He's like holding the guitars and stuff and playing them a little bit. That was funny.
And then he walked back out and he had a little Rick Nielsen pick on his lapel. So it's either some guy imitating Rick Nielsen.
You know
Nielsen.
What? The people who are listening to this don't even know who Rick Nielsen is.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, for
everyone
those of you
knows
who don't,
Rick Nielsen is.
He's the guitarist from Cheap Trick.
I think less people know who Roxy Music are.
Probably nobody knows who Cheap Trick is also.
Oh, everybody.
Well, anybody from here, but this is on the World Wide Web.
That's true.
People in Germany probably, well, no,
oh,
they
people
probably,
in Germany
yeah,
know who Cheap Trick is.
And Roxy Music.
People in Japan. Live at Budokan.
Budokan. Woo! You know, yeah, we should have played like Surrender or something also. So halfway through the concert, Mr. Brian Ferry would keep coming up to like the different sides of the stage and like be clapping, and everybody would be like, "Ugh!" They'd get out of their seats and go clapping and stuff. And then after he'd leave, they sit back down again. It's like a whole bunch of old people. And I'm like, wow, we're like the youngest people at the concert. There was like a woman wearing a Stevie Nicks shirt, and there was a man wearing what was that? Steely Dan, all these old bands, all these old people. So then later on, I said to Rick, "Do you think there's anybody out of these 30,000 people in this room that we know, or that we know?" And Rick said, "You mean besides Rick Nielsen?"
Our pal.
Did he record with Steve Albini?
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't mean he knows who we are.
Well, yeah, but we have a mutual friend. We're connected to Rick Nielsen.
That's beautiful.
Do you think that Rick Nielsen got to go behind backstage and talk to Brian Ferry?
I don't know. He was sitting. He came back during the show and was sitting off to the side of the stage watching for a while. In fact, he was watching at one point when Phil Manzanera and this other guitarist were doing solos together, and you could tell he just was waiting for somebody to say, "Hey, Rick, why don't you come out and play along with us?"
He probably had a whole pocket full of picks and stuff. Do you think if I had yelled out, "Hey, Rick, give me a pick," he would have given me a pick?
He might have.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I already have one, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one. Everyone in the state of Illinois has a Rick Nielsen pick.
I think you get it with your driver's license.
Cheap Trick was a wonderful band from, what, Rockford?
That's right, Rockford, Illinois.
For anybody who's listening to us,
the thing is that you know Rick Nielsen and I think Tom Peterson both lived in London and were in a band. So Rick Nielsen, it's entirely possible that Rick Nielsen saw Roxy Music when they first played in London,
and like was inspired by them. Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he was inspired by that whole scene. That, I mean, Cheap Trick is kind of inspired by that early 70s.
Yeah. But see, Roxy music, to me, they seem like the 80s. You know, are they glam?
Well, that's because so many bands like Duran Duran and ABC and just pretty much every new wave band looked like Roxy music.
Like copied them.
Yeah,
fuckers.
I mean, you look at like a photo of, I'm trying to remember what record, you know, from like the mid 70s, a Roxy music record from the mid 70s where they're all wearing suits or something. And I mean, basically, it looks like the Romantics or, you know, any band that wore skinny ties and nice suits.
They all copied. Okay, so they all copied Mr. Kind of Brian Ferry.
Well, the Roxy music look was really co-opted by new waivers. It's very interesting.
Well, anyway, there are parts where the guitarist just totally freaks out and plays freak out guitar and stuff. And there are some songs that have like three chords in them and they just don't change at all. Sound familiar? That's why I like this band. I mean, they're so, it's so weird. They have, there's like, yeah, that song, the song that we were just listening to, Do the Strand, I think there's like two lines and then it goes into this weird chorus. And then two lines again, da 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 da, Do the Strand. You know, that's got that great drum beat and stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is weird music. Why did 30,000 people pay $75 to see them? Because they wanted to hear that crappy, well, Love is the Drug song. It's not really crappy, but...
Oh, I like that song, too.
Yeah, but that's like the Clash's...
Training Day.
No, oh, it's like their Rock the Casbah.
Rock the Casbah. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I like...
Well...
I think Roxy music has grown in popularity over the years, and they haven't toured for almost 20 years, so... It was a nice show because, you know, I have a tendency not to want to see any band after their heyday, you know. But I felt bad because also, you know, I missed out on Johnny Cash. It's like we should have gone to see Johnny Cash before he got sick, and so I kind of feel like a band like Roxy Music and the Bauhaus reunion, you know, hey, you know, maybe that would have been fun. The Kraftwerk show was good. So, but these guys weren't so bad, because you know what, when they were younger, they were like a bunch of old men. They dressed up in suits and were all classy and everything like that. So it's kind of like, you know, usually with bands, they start out all rocking and then they go into this like old, you know, old musician kind of mode and dress up and just sort of stand around on stage, whereas Roxy Music kind of was in old musician mode pretty early on, so it's not as drastic of a change. They kind of had all the elements already there. They're kind of set themselves up for a good... They matured well.
Yeah, because they were already matured.
Yeah.
I mean, look at... There's a picture of this guy wearing like a... He's got like a white like tuxedo on with like a black bow tie. Just in one of the... This must be one of their record covers. Just looking kind of like a cute version of Martin Sheen, you know? Martin Sheen's not very nice looking, but like he's like so like sophisticated. And you said that he hangs out with models and stuff.
Well, that's the image.
Yeah.
Well, he dated models. There are always models on their record covers.
There's, the record
cover.
The
cars, you know, people say the cars kind of swiped a lot of stuff. Here's Jerry Hall. There's a picture of Jerry Hall from a video right there.
Mm-hmm.
Before she dumped him.
I can't believe that. So, like, just imagine him just heartbroken, just sitting in, like, this, in his room. I was trying to do the theater of the mind of Brian Ferry's house, and he's got, like, his bedroom is, like, he's got, you know, he lays in bed with, like, these other two models, and he's, like... He was wearing like this silver suit during part of the show, but it was really tasteful, you know. You know, I picture like this kind of innocence about him, even though he's like so like sophisticated. You know, he's sort of sophisticated and innocent. And he's laying on this bed and he's got like silver lamé sheets and like mirrors on the ceilings and stuff, and you know, but like you know, he's got like a G4 next to the bed and stuff. He's, you know, checking, he's on the internet and stuff at night when he can't sleep, you know, after he like pleasures all the models and stuff and they're all sleeping, you know, he goes up and he gets them like some chocolate ice cream and stuff, and then they fall asleep, and then, you know, he's like, and then he goes on the web and answers all his fan mail. That's what he does at night. You know, after everybody's asleep, he just stays up till like 5
now,
in the morning.
Now I think you're really idealizing him. I think you're
then,
going
like,
a little
he wakes
too
up
far.
In the morning and like calls the butler and everything, and brings all the models breakfast and stuff. And, you know, and they're like, oh, I don't want you to see me when I'm so gross, Brian Ferry. And he's like, oh, you look even more beautiful with your makeup smeared all over the place. You know, and then they get up and they go away. And then, like, he goes, like, what's his kitchen look like?
I don't know if Brian Ferry's ever been in his kitchen.
So he wouldn't know. So never mind. So, and his bathroom is like, it's just all like...
Is the size of our house.
Yeah, the size of our house. And he's got like a sunken, one of those sort of pools, but it's all like Italian tile. You know, I don't even know what that means, but it's, you know, it sounds good. It's all Italian tile. Oh, it's very stark. No, it's not stark. It's not stark at all. It's got plants everywhere and mirrors and stuff. He probably, well, but then, yeah, I was talking to you about like the old man urine smell. Like, do you think that after he's like played a show, he like, you know, he's so old. How old is he now?
He's probably only about 50.
But do you think like he gets himself like a little too excited and like, you know, whizzes a little bit on himself when he's jumping around and stuff? And maybe that's why he had to
change
3 times.
You're saying he's incontinent?
No, he was in the
he's
continent.
Like wearing depends.
No, 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 no. I'm just, you know, he had to change 3 times during the show,
well,
right?
That's a you know, show business.
Do you think he smells though? What do you think he smells like?
I think he probably wears some kind of man perfume.
What perfume would he, does he wear Stetson?
Old Spice,
Old
yeah.
Spice.
I don't know any of the man perfumes.
Does he like, you think, I'll bet he uses Pert on his hair like you do.
Pert? I don't use Pert.
Don't you? I thought you used Pert.
No.
Oh, you use Prel.
Yeah, I use Prel.
When you don't use soap.
Well, when my hair gets really long, I have to start using shampoo. But if my hair's short, I don't use anything. I just rinse it with water.
Do you think Brian Ferry smokes? He probably does, right?
He probably used to, but now
he probably
doesn't.
That's
yeah.
right. He probably quit. He's got, like, the patch on his butt or something. He wears a bunch of patches. He's got, like, 14 patches up and down his arm. No, probably not. He doesn't. You know what? Oh, but he kept bowing, and he did this like kung fu move every time he would bow. It was like this weird like.
You think he does tai chi or something?
Maybe he does. I'll bet he does yoga because every rock star does yoga now. Everybody does yoga, except for me, and you. Mm. You don't do yoga.
It's interesting.
He probably does yoga. So that's it. Then there was one other time in the show where like he after he played Virginia Plain, which was the one song I really wanted to hear, and then like he like turned around after like you could see him looking back at the band and he like made this weird face and I was like, what? I think he just didn't want to play that song or something. But then you're like, well, why would he want to play that song? It's 20 years old.
30. I mean
30 years old.
I think he just
okay,
looked
so
weird.
Is it like better just, to play like songs that
no,
are 27 I, years old?
Well, it's just also, looking at some of the other playlists for the shows, I don't know if they played that song.
That's the thing. I'll bet that this was the first night they played it.
It's
probably
possible.
Afraid.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would just probably be weird to be playing a song that you played 30 years ago, you know?
It, as opposed to like all the rest of the songs, which they wrote 25 years
well,
ago?
The last time they went on tour was almost 20 years ago, so...
God.
They play if they played that song, they played it for 10 years, and then they haven't played it for 20. You know, it's got to be weird.
He's playing covers, though, also.
I'm not saying it's a negative thing. I'm just saying it's probably weird.
Isn't it funny, like, how our like, sort of, you know, what we what is it called, overlay our own, like, ideas on top of you know, Brian Ferry, like, you're like, well, he probably, you know, it's probably weird for him to play a song that's 20 years old, you know, or 50 years old or whatever, you know, just because you don't like playing old songs. And I'm like, he probably, like, you know, has sex with all the models and then goes and has a G4, you know, he's probably, you know, and goes online and answers email and then, like, and, you know, brings them all chocolate ice cream.
That's, yeah.
It's like my world.
That's the perfect star. Someone you can superimpose your perfect ideas or your ideals onto.
He goes, he has like a swimming pool and he gets to just lay in it and it's really warm all the time, which is what I did today.
I was never sure how much money he had. I was worried about him. You know, such a classy, elegant guy. And then all of a sudden he's not making so many records.
And he doesn't have Jerry Hall anymore.
Right. You know, does he only get second class models? You know, what's the deal? You know,
obviously if he can't.
Does he, you know, was he broke?
So
but now with this tour, I mean, he's obviously got money and they always sold lots of records in Europe. So. And he always toured. I mean, he's always toured as a solo act, so I he's probably got plenty of money.
He probably owns a castle somewhere in, like,
I imagine
in
that
Wales.
He lives in Switzerland.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably. Oh, I don't know, though. Man, I wonder. Yeah, he would be one of those Switzerland guys. He looks like that. Okay. Well, enough about Roxy Music now, I guess. So everybody go see the show. Go see the Roxy Music show when it comes to your town. Pay $100 for tickets. Go see Roxy Music with a bunch of other 50-year-old people wearing Stevie Nicks shirts. That was the other thing, too. You're like, oh, look, Stevie Nicks shirt. And I was saying, oh, yeah, I'll bet that woman is a lesbian. And she was sitting with other women, too. And then you said that Stevie Nicks is big with the lesbian crowd.
Yeah, apparently.
And the Wicca crowd.
Wiccan crowd. And yeah. I got an update from someone at work about the whole Stevie Nicks scene. More information than I ever wanted to know about a Stevie Nicks show, but it was interesting because I just assumed that she was washed up playing the Holiday Star Theater, but no, she plays arenas. She brings in the dough and the people. Yeah, I forget that she was in Fleetwood Mac, the world's most popular band or whatever. You know, one of the world's most popular bands.
I got hair in my water. Sorry. But no, there was one thing that you said yesterday that made me laugh really hard.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was a thing about she gets gifts or something.
Oh, yeah. I guess she during one song, is it The Edge of 17 or whatever that song is, one of her solo songs. and they let, I guess she's like basically blind, like so nearsighted that she can't see.
That's from all the witchcraft.
Yeah, she wears really high heels and she sort of, Peters, they have somebody who sort of guides her along the side of the stage, and she you know, like, touches the audience, and they give her gifts and everything like that. She sort of wobbles, they slowly wobbles across the stage, and people give her trinkets and teddy bears and things like that.
That reminds me of Courtney Love when we played Lollapalooza with them. Remember that?
No.
Oh, maybe you didn't see this, but she's like. You know, on the stage wearing this stupid baby doll dress, and she's like, ah, you know, she's singing a song, and then she stops and she's like, is that a strawberry shortcake doll? And, like, you know, you can't hear the answer from the crowd. She goes, can I have it? And I like wanted to go up there and swat her really. Bam! I wanted to just hit her really hard. She's like, ah! She's like being like stupid, you know, trying to be like this little girly thing. But that was before she became the Courtney Love actress woman. What, boy, what's going on with her? Haven't heard from her in a while, have we?
I don't know.
I think that, was that, did had Kurt Cobain killed himself already?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. He had, right?
Yeah.
Don't we have weird stories where, like, don't we have some kind of weird story where we were somewhere and, or somebody was at our show, Courtney Love was at our show or something, talking, like, having a fight with Billy Corgan or something on backstage. Isn't there some kind of weird story like
no,
that?
No, some guy at a club. I think it might have been the 40 Watt Club was there when one of them. I think it was when Hole played at the 40 Watt Club, and she was on the phone with both Billy Corgan and Kurt Cobain, going back and forth in the office, dumping Billy Corgan and
picking up Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, something weird like that. somebody was an eyewitness to history.
Oh, what was it? Something was happening while we were playing somewhere. I don't remember that, though. I don't remember. Probably.
I love that story.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Man, God, there goes that story out of my mind.